Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The market surged on Monday after every exit poll predicted the BJP to come back to power. Nifty was up 3.25%, while Sensex surged by 3.39%. Experts told Ram Sagal and Deepti Sharma that the market could still zoom by 2 to 3% today if the BJP wins 400 or more seats. However, some of them advised caution. This sudden uptick could mostly be attributed to the election results. But the highs may not last too long if investors start to quickly book their profits later in the week. While the stock market is already seeing a huge push, what about India's economy? The world's fastest growing economy needs some energy to sustain the run it is on. And Madhavan writes that a third term with a stable government at the helm can bring about policy changes and unleash new reforms that could accelerate India's growth. While the infamous GST has finally settled into India's economic framework, more than 7 years after it was introduced, other areas like labor, land, and agriculture need to be relooked by the next government. It's simple enough to say that the next government has to fix the economy. It's a broad target and one that is understandably difficult to achieve. Our partners at HowIndiaLives.com list out some other challenges that need fixing. Joblessness, private capital expenditure, and exports, to name a few. Along with these ideas, they add some charts to show the potential that India has in excelling in these fields, but there's still work to be done. In particular, this story notes that a determined government could help India and its economy reach its full potential. It's time to say goodbye to Vistara. By the end of 2024, the Tata Group plans on shuttering the Vistara brand. Anu Sharma reports that the Tata plans on starting 2025 with just two main brands, Air India and Air India Express, its low-cost counterpart. After a lengthy process, the Tata Group won the ownership of Air India in 2022, welcoming the airline it had first started. It had planned to integrate all three of its brands, Air India, Vistara, and Air Asia, into a simplified version, which will now just have Air India and AI Express in around 8 months. Conducting the world's biggest exercise in democracy is not a simple feat. The polling, which lasted for 7 phases across 44 days, finally came to an end last week. But the preparation for these 44 days begins months in advance. Krishna Yadav presents an on-ground report on how difficult it is to organize such a humongous activity for millions of voters across the length and breadth of India. He travels from Delhi to Himachal Pradesh and speaks to prior and current officials in charge of making sure that every Indian can try and cast their vote. From security to roots to the voting ink. Read the story for a great overview of how difficult the entire process is. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.